This episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by...
Okay.
Yeah.
Welcome, come on in to the Cool Parents Podcast. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Boy.
And boy, do we have a nice multimedia experience for you today.
Yeah.
We're taking things to the, you want to get into the future with me?
Yeah.
You want to jump into 1995?
In the year 2000.
Yeah, you want to get there?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know what happens in the future?
Yeah.
We can do things like this.
Yeah.
I'm going to just warn you. It's going to get a little rowdy today.
Yeah.
A little rowdy in here. You know what I'm saying?
I had a feeling, yeah. I just deleted the Whip app from my phone.
Well, don't worry.
I needed space.
Let me just hand this over to you.
Space.
I set you up a keypad.
So oh, just, you got me a little calculator.
Just don't press the enter one, because that'll stop the recording.
What? What's that?
That's from somebody speaking in tongues. There's a few of those, a few tongues.
Do 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 do.
Yeah.
What's that?
That's Kendrick Lamar. Do do do
do. Do 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 do. Do 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 do.
I like that.
See, I can still do them too.
Oh wow.
Macaroni.
Yeah. I love that.
Huh?
Do any of these do anything?
Now the plus and the minus will adjust the speed of what you play, but it's a modifier, so you adjust that, then you hold the star button, hold it, and then we'll press a number. Yeah, so you can, you know,
I'll call it like it is.
Oh, I don't have that one?
That's number two.
I'll call it like it is.
Oh, I do have it.
I'll call it like it is.
Yeah.
It's funny you should bring him up. Okay. I'll call it like it is.
So I got to say that the reason we're starting off so hot, we're coming in so hot here with all these cool radio sound effects. Oh, yeah. There is a reason for it. It's not going to be like that forever, but... For now, I posted a question on Instagram and was like, hey, what segments do you guys want to see or hear with your ears? And the number one most requested segment is poem.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah?
I'll call it like it is.
I know you will.
I will. I always do.
It's fun.
I know.
It's fun.
I'm gonna be better about it.
Yeah, yeah. We gotta be.
I gotta smarten up.
Yeah.
If I'm running for governor again. So poem number
one.
Yeah.
So poem. Duncan and Russell especially want to hear about poem.
Two patrons
want to hear
how
about
many patrons.
Poem.
Oh yeah. Is this our first podcast of the new year? Or second?
Secundus. Yeah. Speaking of Secundus, let's drop it right here. There's a new Patreon exclusive full-length movie named of Abraxas with the commentary by us.
Yep.
That you can see on Patreon, and you can cast it to your TV from the Patreon app.
Wow.
Even.
Did you see Instagram pulled one of our videos earlier?
Yeah, fuck them.
Was it Rob Zombie?
Bob Zombie, yeah. But yeah. The thing is...
YouTube was fine with it.
YouTube didn't care.
Russian
TV didn't care. Vladimir Putin didn't care.
He liked it.
Yeah.
I'll call it like it is.
I'll call it like it is. Yeah. All right.
So.
Poem.
Yeah. The reason I brought up the requested segments.
Yeah.
We got a couple people who wanted more of the spirit box.
Okay.
So we'll do a spirit box. And that happens to be a multimedia, right? That's, you got to use an app for that. And then I had a segment plan that involved sounds and stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, as well, already. So yeah, for instance.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
So just for an example, first off, first and foremost.
I wrote a poem.
Poem?
Yeah.
P-O-M, poem.
Yeah. It's about the new year.
Oh, okay.
It's about where we're at right now.
Is it really going to make me think a lot?
It's a little sad.
Uh-oh.
But it gets better. It gets good. It starts sad, but there's a happy ending. There's a transformation of sorts.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it.
You going to put some music behind me?
Yeah, what do you want?
You decide. You make the call.
Okay, hold on.
Macaroni!
It's not sexy. It's not scary.
Okay.
No, it's not right. No.
How about quirky dog? I mean, that really just conjures up the image of a quirky dog. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Air Bud.
That's it.
Okay. How about, okay, we're going to go with this one here.
A January storm and a brisk winter breeze.
Yep.
Temperature's so low, it makes me say, geez Louise. I would rather be inside watching trapeze.
What?
But watch a trapeze.
On TV?
Yeah, I watch a lot of trapeze.
Okay, I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
What channel is that on?
One of them. I would rather be inside watching trapeze. Now I gotta start all over.
Okay, go ahead.
A January storm.
Yeah.
And a brisk winter breeze.
Uh-huh.
Temperature's so low, it makes me say,
geez Louise.
Geez Louise.
Yep.
Now I gotta start all over. I would rather be inside watching trapeze. But without work, I can't bring home the cheese.
Oh, yeah.
I do not like rain, and I do not like snow. And if I'm being honest, I'd prefer a stub toe. Forgive me, please, for my lack of gusto. Never learned to ski, never rode a rope toe. Mental decay, and I'm dreaming of May. Tried to find a new hobby, but I stunk at crochet. Alone I sit at the Italian buffet.
Meatball.
Belly full of meatballs and a full ashtray.
You smoking Cubanos?
Oh, yeah. Got the blues from the skies of gray. Watched Predator 2 and made it halfway through Prey. I may be a duck, but I'm no Gordon Bombay. Send a text to a gal that simply read, hey. Left me on red, so I locked myself away. Maybe I should penguin plunge into the damn bay. Hopped in the car and did a sick skid. Turbo boost activated. I'm a real whiz kid. Maybe I'll move to Mexico and live off the grid.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
Rub a gray whale's gums and tongue kiss a squid. Happy as a clam. Like
I'll call it like it is.
Happy as a clam on a 19-foot boat. My wife does the computer. I don't care to promote. Spaceman food in a Faraday cage. Doomsday clock hits midnight, and we're back to Stone Age.
Oh, shit.
I was a hell of a heel and a decorated Navy SEAL. Did a tour in NAMM. Took down the Court of Appeals. Brought Vince McMahon to trial and came out on top. You'll know I'm running for office if you see me in a barber shop. Ain't got time to bleed, and I don't mean to ignore ya. Mm-hmm. Health insurance should be a given for every citizen, or my name isn't Jesse the Body Ventura.
Beautiful.
It's a transformation at a certain point.
Yeah, well, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. I started imagining my life as, you know, as the body.
The body.
Living in Mexico, off the grid.
Right, with the gray whales.
Contemplating a run for office.
Solar electricity.
I'll call it like it is.
Yeah.
Come on, pal. I'll call it like it is. Wow. So that was my poem.
That was a beautiful poem.
You like it?
Yeah. It really makes you think. It turned my brain inside out.
Should I do one every week?
You're welcome to.
I'm not gonna.
It's a big commitment.
I gotta keep it special, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I like every week for October.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, I'm with you. 100%. Okay?
Yeah.
Let me tell you about an ad on television. I don't know if you've seen it lately for the Red Lobster restaurant.
I don't think so.
I don't know much about it, but it was on at work. I just caught the end of it. They were showing a bunch of shrimp, and then the voiceover said, "Who gives a shrimp?" And I laughed.
Yeah.
Because that's fucking funny shit.
That's good. It's good writing.
That's funny shit.
Do you want to fuck my wife? Come on down to Red Lobster.
Who gives a shrimp?
Who gives a shrimp?
But I figured, you know, may as well promote the Red Lobster on our podcast.
Yeah, shout them out.
Because who gives a shrimp is probably the best tagline I've heard for anything.
It's up there, yeah.
Who gives a shrimp? So, speaking of shrimps.
I'll give a shrimp, shrimp, shrimp. Ooh, macaroni.
Macaroni. But speaking of shrimps, listen, I've got a news article, all right? This is from back in November, WFLA.com, Florida's fucking NBC affiliate down Tampa way, all right?
Yeah.
Stock Island, Florida. This article got a picture of a bald man, and it says, Florida man arrested after stealing 85 pounds of shrimp.
Not enough, if you ask me.
Yeah, that's just like a night. That's one night.
If you're not in triple digits, fuck you.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a waste of time.
Right. This is just finger food.
Yeah.
You know?
You can go to Walmart and you get a fucking 50-pound bag of shrimp.
I'm sucking down those sea bugs like fucking by the ton.
I put 6-7 of those on my shoulder, walk out the front door, no one will say a damn word.
Yeah. That's why they sell frozen shrimp by the bag.
I'll say, hey, I'll come back in and show you my receipt. I don't come back.
No, you're not supposed to. It's just like how they put the firewood and the ice outside of the gas station so that you can steal it easier.
It's free.
It's free. they're legally obligated to put a price on it, but you don't actually have to pay for it.
Right.
You just take it. Same thing with shrimp. Anything that's big enough, you can just walk out with purpose.
Sure. Yes, certainly.
So that down the Florida Keys, the Monroe County Sheriff's Office said that around 10 a.m., owner of a facility contacted authorities after he noticed that his lock had been broken off. It was a storage facility. Deputies said 85 pounds of shrimp, a Garmin GPS unit, an air pump, and an engine part had been stolen from the facility. After reviewing security footage, the shrimp thief was caught.
Yep. Was this a Squatch?
His name's Philippe.
Oh, okay.
52 of Stock Island.
I would have never got caught.
Yeah. he's had some previous encounters with law enforcement, and I've got to assume that they all involve shrimp.
They must, yeah.
Right. Shrimp larceny.
Yep.
Shrimp burglary.
Yep.
Grand Theft Shrimp. yeah.
It's when you try to commandeer a shrimp.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Shrimp for hire.
Right.
Shrimp aside, unfortunately.
Yeah. A shrimp demeanor.
Yeah. yeah. You're going to shrimp court.
You're going to jail.
I'm going to take you to shrimp court. So that's one thing about shrimp. Okay. Now we got.
Did people like the sound effects from last week?
Or I didn't hear one way or another.
No?
No. So I just figured we'd roll with it.
Yeah. If you like it, let me know. If you don't like it, let me know.
Either way, it's not going to happen forever.
Oh, yeah, it is.
No. No. Listen.
It's special right now.
I'll call it like it is.
Blet.
Yeah.
Listener, friend, Patreon. Blet.
Yep.
Yeah, he sent in an article from IFL Science. UK town cancels New Year fireworks for walrus, only for it to masturbate and leave. We got a big, big walrus picture of him. A walrus on the shore of Scarborough, UK in December brought visitors from far and wide to view the magnificent marine mammal that was a long way from home. However, late night visitors to Thor. What?
Is that the walrus's name? Or is it that
Thor? Yeah, the walrus has been nicknamed Thor. Okay, got
it. Okay.
Got ringside seats to an unexpected pinniped peep show as it took the opportunity to masturbate. Thor's trip to Scarborough saw the town cancel its New Year's Eve fireworks display in order to protect the mammal, a move that was celebrated by many for prioritizing the well-being of wildlife over human entertainment. That's so punk rock. The walrus, they're like, okay, everybody respect this walrus and their needs, right?
Yeah.
And then the walrus just fucking shows up. When the fireworks had been canceled so that they don't get spooked and stuff, right?
I don't understand what's punk about that. I haven't heard nothing about a fucking mohawk.
No, punk.
Fucking spikes.
It's so punk because they show up and just jack off.
Who?
The walrus.
Just one. You said they. Oh, I guess.
Did
that,
I? Right? I don't know.
Well, I mean, I guess that works too.
Thor. His name's Thor because of the huge cock on it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Well, you said they, so
I wasn't thinking.
But I thought you were talking plural because you said he previously. Right. You know what I mean? You
I
know
get
what
it.
I
mean? Yeah, grammatically, it's not.
I thought there were multiple walrus.
Right.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
A walrus is nice. Are they mean, selfish son of a bitch?
I think they're pure survivalists.
Yeah.
Because they're usually preyed upon because of all their fat. So I think they're.
You think they'd be nice to me?
They're kind of, they'd be probably standoffish.
To me?
Yeah, because usually humans are, they're just going to go and fuck shit up.
I have my hands up.
But we're the prime rib of the animal kingdom.
Yeah.
The prime meridian.
Google, what's a walrus sound like?
This is a walrus.
What's a crab sound like?
Is a crab.
Wow.
Inaudible.
I'll call it like it is.
Ish.
So next
macaroni!
On the agenda.
Yeah.
Man, we acknowledge that it's pretty fucking rock and roll at the very least.
It's definitely not punk.
Well, I just meant in a anarchy.
Because there's order
sense.
There.
Anarchy.
That's the opposite of punk.
No, because he shows up.
No.
And he jacks off in front of everybody.
No.
And that's not what they came for. He's fucking up the system.
No.
But he's taking them down.
There's too much respect involved for it to be punk.
There's no respect. He has no respect when he's jacking off.
He has
off.
No respect, but the town has respect
this,
for him.
Yeah.
And they're not gonna hold it against him for jacking off.
Oh yeah, they are. They had him euthanized.
Do.
So I wanted to just get into a little bit of a like a
crash course.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
It's a crash course. You ready for this?
Wait, can you pause the noise for a minute? For the intro, could you do crash course and then put a guitar over your original one?
Wait, what?
When you said you're obviously debuting a segment, right?
Yeah.
So when you say crash course, can you go back in and edit it so there's like a guitar solo?
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, like some Doug shit.
Yeah, but like a real quick, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's not a problem.
All right.
I'll call it like it is.
So, listen.
I shaved my butt the other day. Gotta be honest with you.
In it? In between?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, not so. I mean, kind of. In the top of the crack, I did not know my asshole.
Okay,
but I had the fucking clipper out, and I'm just like,
why not?
And that was funny, but now I'm regretting it.
Yeah, something different.
My ass is so
itchy. Oh yeah, scratching that ass.
I also didn't think about it either, but I get like ingrown hairs wicked bad and like razor burn and shit.
Oh yeah,
my skin's just like ultra sensitive. It sucks. So. Huh? didn't think about that one.
No.
So
I'll call it like it is.
Right.
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 Exactly how I feel. I like that one.
So.
Okay.
Crash course.
Crash course.
Crash course. Are you prepared?
Yeah. I was born prepared.
Here it goes. We're gonna start.
I was born in it.
We're gonna start. Okay. Trivia. You ready?
Yeah.
Crash course.
There's a new segment?
You ready?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just trivia, but, you know.
I got this.
Crash course.
Crash course.
Which rock and roll star's suicide was largely overshadowed by the death of Don Lennon? The assassination of John Lennon.
Who's death?
Which rock and roll star's suicide was largely overshadowed by the death of Don Lemon?
What year did he get assassinated?
80 something?
Is this multiple choice? Or is this just like common knowledge?
How about we come back to this one? Because you'll get this. You'll understand where this is going.
Understand.
This is so fucking stupid. All right. Which professional wrestler was previously the leprechaun Aaron O'Grady?
Was it Hornswoggle?
No.
That's the only leprechaun I know.
Oh, Crash Course.
Crash Course.
Think about the name of the segment. Keep that in mind. Crash Course.
Was it Crash Holly?
Yes.
It was?
Yeah.
Oh.
Crash Holly. You got it. Formerly the leprechaun Aaron O'Grady.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something about Crash Holly.
What?
Right now, you know what he's doing now?
What?
He's bones.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's dead. Yeah, okay. Well.
Which is, it's not funny.
No.
Just don't fucking laugh.
Which rock and roll star's suicide was largely overshadowed by the death of Don Lennon?
Darby Crash.
That's the one. Darby Crash killed himself in 1980 at the age of 22.
Wow.
Intentional heroin overdose.
It was intentional?
Yeah. I think Courtney Love did it, personally.
Same, yeah. Fucking loose change.
Yeah.
Soaked in bleach.
Soaked in shit. Crash Course!
Crash Course!
Which video game was originally codenamed Sonic's Ass Game?
Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, you got it. Woo!
I'll call it like it is.
I know you will.
Yeah.
How about this one? The album... A Worm's Life was recorded by what band in 1996? A Worm's Life. Crash Course.
I don't know.
Crash Test Dummies. That's the Crash Test Dummies.
I'm not familiar with them.
Canadian. That's all I know. So, how about this one?
Yeah.
Tandy Newton won an Oscar for her supporting role in what movie?
Crash.
That's right. That's right. 2004 movie by the name of Crash.
Yeah, I've seen it. I haven't seen it. I heard it's good.
Okay, we got one more.
Won a bunch of awards.
Yeah, the guy who made it canceled.
Who?
Paul Haggis.
Who the fuck is that?
He's a producer, but he wrote that movie and I think directed it too.
Well, he could suck my fucking dick.
That's pretty much right on the money. Okay, so this, I gotta shut the music off, so because this is a multimedia episode. Here's more right. Media for you. Guess what?
What?
The final question in Crash Course is name this song.
Crash.
Nope. It's a backwards song. It's just the vocals. Backwards.
Breathe in this asshole.
Breathe in this asshole. Phoebus.
There was another one in there too. Did you hear it?
Another Phoebus?
Yeah. It's another quick one too, like Phoebus.
Sour Owl.
I'll call it like it is.
You got any guesses? Crash Course.
I get nothing. I don't know.
What?
Ooh.
That was a Satan.
It was.
Come out.
Does the song title have Crash in it, or the,
yeah,
it does? I don't know.
Phoebus. So here it is, forward, just the vocals.
You've got your ball, you've got your chain tied to me, tight.
This is fucking like Train.
No.
Who's Dave Dave Matthews.
The Babuba.
Into your heart beat again. Lost for you, I'm so lost.
Why do people like love this so much? That's how I feel about it.
It's just so beautiful.
Crash into me.
And I come into.
Come. Harmony.
The song about cream pies.
I think every Dave Matthews Band song is about cream pies.
Just so.
What a weird voice.
I'll call it like it is.
It's bullshit.
Hack up your skirt a little more and show the world it's a name.
What's the song called?
Crash into me.
Wow.
What a classic.
Wow.
But dude, you ever been on a quad?
It's a beautiful number.
There, you go down a quad with the 30. Fucking get hammered.
Right.
Do a hacky sack.
Yeah.
Line up a couple of dicks. Tug them.
Mm-hmm.
Part of a big sex ritual.
Right.
To your Lord and Savior. Like that, yeah. Say a prayer. Say a prayer to your Lord God, Dave Matthews.
Yeah.
DMB, right?
Yeah, and for go down, say a prayer for my cock, if you wouldn't mind.
If you're in the area, yeah, I'd recommend everybody to go say a prayer for Justy Boy's cock.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This is this episode feels pretty wacky. I had some very powerful edibles.
I didn't.
I don't know why they were so powerful.
I'll call it like it is.
But I'll call it like it is. So,
I'll call it like it is.
You know, it happens. Not a problem. Not a problem at all. Come on. I'm going to throw you out the window. Hey, I'm going to throw you out the window. I'm going to throw you right out the window.
Macaroni.
Yeah. yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I got another new segment.
Okay.
No name for this particular segment because I just had this idea. We're going to look at some clickbait headlines.
Okay.
For advertisements, the kind that are clearly like supposed to be targeted in some way to somebody, but they're put together like, you know, by a computer or something and are just really stupid and don't make sense. And they think you're going to fall for it. They think people click on it and people probably do.
Yeah. I've done it.
Yeah. Well,
not recently.
I figured I've got a couple that we could talk about and see like what they could be getting at, you know, try to figure out what they're getting at.
Yeah.
You feel me?
I feel you.
Like this one, it's a picture of just some dudes. Looks like a band. And the title of it, the headline, it says, "Scientists glued fake caterpillars on plants worldwide. Here's what happened." What happened? Why did scientists glue fake caterpillars on plants?
They worldwide? They were working on killing more birds.
They kill birds?
Yeah.
Oh, they poison them?
No, they don't poison them.
Oh.
They're just made out of hazardous material for birds to eat.
Okay, right.
They didn't know, but they found out.
They found out pretty fucking quick. Because they started killing people.
They did, yeah. Some people eat caterpillars, we found out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Some caterpillars eat people.
No, that's not true. Look, Eric Carle wouldn't lie to me.
I'll call it like it is.
I know.
He wrote that book about the caterpillar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The very scary caterpillar.
Very, very spooky. We should write a sequel.
To the caterpillar?
Yeah.
The angry dangry.
Somehow he's a caterpillar again.
Right. Yeah.
Or he's a butterfly who dresses up as a caterpillar for Halloween.
He's a moth.
Is he?
He's a grub.
He's a grub.
Yeah. Next one is a picture of a doctor in front of a big pan.
Yeah.
Full of, I mean, it's shallow brown liquid with four eggs appear to be in their shells. Just sitting in that brown liquid.
Brown liquid?
It's brown liquid.
Brown liquid, doctor, an egg.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the egg's just partially submerged in this brown liquid.
Okay. Maybe the headline has some context.
It's on a, what do you call it? A stovetop.
Okay.
So, yeah, it says, how to empty your bowels every morning. Top surgeon explains how.
Egg tea.
Egg tea.
Yep.
Make you shit. Clear you out. That's what it says. How to empty your bowels every morning.
No.
Well, what does it do?
That's what it does.
Oh.
It flushes you right out.
Right. Dangerous. It doesn't make you lay eggs.
It can.
It's a side effect.
If you're susceptible.
Right. But you got to boil them in brown liquid?
No. You got to boil the shell off. That's why in the brown liquid is, and then you
use poop because that cleans it too.
Yes. And then you use the shell water.
Right.
Your tea.
Wow. And it makes you shit, huh?
It makes you diarrhea everywhere.
Makes you squirt?
Yep.
That's cool.
No yolk, just shell.
All shell. Okay, well, how about this one?
Look, you're all yolk and no shell.
This one, one bathroom, two toilets. Will this odd upgrade catch on? And there's a picture of two toilets next to each other. with one rag in between them. There's a rag on the wall, not a toilet paper.
Some people do that.
If you got like a bidet.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no bidet on these. So.
I'd, you know, just buy the waste paper, you know. Who cares?
But why do you need to? What's the?
It's romantic to shit with your significant other.
Oh, it's for shitting partners?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's for girls. I like to go, you know, girls watch each other shit.
Yeah.
At Sunny's.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's for that.
Okay.
Shit.
You think it'll catch on?
Yeah. It gives you somewhere to sit. Maybe some inspiration.
And shit.
Maybe some inspiration if you need it.
Oh, if you need a shit coach.
Yeah. Shit. Right. You ever had shit therapy?
Shit therapy.
Doo-doo therapy.
Yeah. I have. It worked.
Good. I'm glad. Yeah. Feces.
The next one, it's just this picture of just some girl talking into a news microphone. Mom has no idea why babysitter texted, quote, I'm baby. Then mom realizes what she's done. Become your baby? She's become baby? Mom had no idea why babysitter texted, I'm baby. Then mom realizes what she's done.
What who's done? What mom's done or what baby's done?
That's all it says. I think baby.
Baby.
Yeah. Who is now the babysitter. The babysitter took over.
As baby.
As baby. Or the other way around. They switched. They Freaky Friday.
You think it's a Freaky Friday situation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Baby right. And babysitter got swapped.
Yeah, or witchcraft. Witchcraft caused.
That's Freaky Friday.
A Freaky Friday.
Yeah.
Witchcraft.
Freaky Friday was a witchcraft job.
The witchcraft did cause. Yeah. The Freaky Friday.
Right. And therefore, the text coming from babysitter that now says, I'm baby.
I'll call it like it is.
That's same.
Right. That's right. Uh-oh.
Macaroni! Oh, yeah!
So this next one.
Yeah.
We got two more.
I feel like those were all appropriate.
Yeah. I love speaking in tongues. Yeah, so little girl saves giant creature in forest.
Creature.
When vet sees it, he calls the police. And there's a picture, a clearly fake picture of a big fucking bug that somebody's holding.
It's a bug?
Yeah, it's like a bug, but like the size of like a big lobster. And the dude's holding it. It's totally fake, but yeah, I guess that's the giant creature.
I was going to guess that
the bug creature.
She moved a chupacabra, because I read something about that.
Yeah, brought a chupacabra?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. And then
Fucking thing's got a motor on it.
The vet called the cops? Wow.
He said, I don't fucking treat chupacabras.
I'm calling the cops.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You're going to jail.
It is. It's illegal to own a chupacabra.
Right.
In most states. All right.
It's illegal to even look at one.
That's true.
A chupacabra is real, you believe?
It's not what you think.
The goat sucker.
So a coyote sucked a goat. That's what happened.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Final one.
I like that one. I don't have anything that's that good.
I'll call it like it is.
Yeah. Yeah, but it only works for a while. This episode.
Yeah.
What scientists just discovered at the Grand Canyon terrifies the whole world.
Dinosaurs.
You think it's dinosaurs?
Spiders.
Spider dinosaurs.
Asteroids.
Why would that tear? Oh, asteroids?
Active asteroids.
So it's in the process of passing through the Earth and destroying it?
Slowly. That's what the Grand Canyon is.
It's a slow-moving asteroid.
The shrapnel.
It's a slow-moving asteroid.
Look, there's shrapnel.
Yeah.
From the... from the comet that hit... that wiped out the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And it's slowly...
Slowly.
Slowly dig it towards the core.
It's going to come out in Australia.
No. No, once it hits the core.
Australia does not exist.
Once it hits the core, then the lava, it erupts. And then we deflate. Everybody.
Everybody perish.
Everybody flat. No?
Everybody's flat. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck flat Earth. It's flat everybody.
So that's it. The comet.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, me too. I really like that one.
Yeah.
What number's that?
That's the backslash.
Oh, I didn't even know about that one.
All right, we're going to close out the show with a little segment, requested segment.
Yeah.
About contacting ghosts on the other side.
Okay.
So everybody knows that electromagnetic frequencies do vibrate at the proper frequencies.
Yeah.
They do pass through the curtain to the through the veil to the other side of the realm.
Right.
And they do allow us to speak with those who are unspoken to.
Those who do not do.
Those who do not live those any longer.
Who no longer do.
There are those who do. That's us.
And those who no longer do.
Wow.
There are those who simply do, and those who do not simplest do not do.
Who simply
do not do.
Simply does not. So anyway, everybody knows that there's ghosts.
Yes.
And the ghost is something that can be spoken to through technology.
Yes. Ghosts must be seen to be believed.
Right. Ghosts must be seeked.
The ghost is best heard, but not seen.
Right. But seeked.
But sir is seeked.
I seek a ghost to with whom I can speak. Okay?
Yeah.
So we get an app called GhostTube.
GhostTube.
GhostTube. Okay. And it lets us speak to demons and ghosts on the other side of the realm. There he was. So we're in the realm, the dark side realm now.
Dark.
What?
Wow, that one was cool.
What?
We didn't even ask a question yet. Okay, let's speak. Demon, or whatever you are, Archangel, Michelangelo. Speak. Yep.
Yeah.
There it is. Columbia.
Columbia.
Columbia. Is that your name? What's your name, ghost? That's not a name.
Where do you live? Are you in heaven?
Okay, ghosts.
Resin.
Wow, resin. Ghosts, what's the key to success? Since you know everything and everything.
Real.
Real.
Real. Be real.
Yeah, right, right.
Everybody can learn from that. Be real.
Right. Hey, what's it like to die?
Not a big deal. No problem. Not a big deal. I didn't even notice.
Is there a life after death? You think so?
I don't even bother speculating. How am I supposed to know? How the fuck am I supposed to know?
I don't know.
I'm not a ghost.
Not yet. Do you want to be? Are you going to put that in your will?
To become a ghost?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I already signed. I signed up. Will, when I renewed my license.
I checked off the box. Do you have unfinished business? Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
All caps.
You shitting me? The ghosts are quiet. They must be scared.
They must be fucking and sucking one another. Hey, what
is
we...
that what that sound is? Is it just a really steady fuck beat?
Like a dick.
Like a dick.
Like a dick.
Yeah.
Like a dick. Hey.
Hey, go.
So that's the sound of a ghost dick going in and out.
Yeah. Hey, ghost, what that dick do?
Oh.
That okay. Was his dick. Okay. Wow. It's got jangling keys.
Yeah. The dick played the piano.
Wow.
That dick played piano. Oh, okay.
Again. Wow. Dick organ.
Well,
yeah. Dick.
Yeah.
She said something about a dick.
Something about a dick. Let's try the other app. I've had mixed results with both, but the first one was Necrophonics.
I got an idea too.
Necrophonic.
Necrophonic.
We saw this shit on Ghost Adventures, so you know it's legit.
That.
Oh. Oh yeah.
Dick.
Hey, ghosts, I hear that you can tell the future, is that right?
Yes.
Who benu? Okay, well, who's gonna be the next president? Tim? Tim Belushi?
Ghost, could you see the future? Can you see the future?
Ghost, I heard you can see the past.
Ghost, you want to hear the new groove I've been working on? No? Ghost, do you mind if I show you the new groove I've been working on, or?
They're going to try to duplicate your groove.
I don't mind.
You sure?
Hard rock.
As long as it's hard rock. Fuck this.
Ghoul, you want to hear my new groove? You want to hear that new groove I've been working on? Yeah, that means, yeah, goals.
There it is.
You like that groove? Check this out.
Oh, lips. One of them said lips. What do you think of this groove, guys? I heard you were groovy, you ghoulies. No. This one ghost don't like it.
You don't like my groove?
Don't like that groove.
How do you not like that groove? Check this out. Hey, you want me to increase
that? They like church organs, space music.
You want me to increase that ghost tempo? How you like that?
Oh yeah, sounds like a job for a cowboy.
So I mean, that's just a little sample. Arm?
No, she said harm. She wants to harm you because of that groove.
Oh, it's just that good.
It's so good she wants to do harm.
She's jealous.
Dirt. So, who's going to be the next president since you know everything?
I think Howard Dean's got a real shot.
Okay, how about this? What's...
Woman.
Are there baby ghosts?
Are baby ghosts treated different?
Like, can they talk since they're ghosts, even though they never learned to talk as a human?
Talk.
Do you all know how to talk?
Why don't you show yourself? Why don't you show yourself if you think you got the stones?
House.
Hey, why don't you show yourself if you got the friggin' stones?
Have you met Queen Elizabeth?
No way. She's in hell.
Yeah, she's down heck. Yeah, the Queen Elizabeth used to fuck demons, for sure.
Here. I thought it was you.
Ding. So, any guys skate? You know how to skate?
No.
No?
I got an idea.
What?
Why don't we do some calls?
Sure, who do you want to call?
Milk.
I'll call it like it is.
You have reached the golden banana.
Oh, yeah.
For operation, press 1. For address and directions, press 2. To book a private party, press 3. To speak with staff, press 4.
Hey.
Golden banana.
Hey, can I speak to Reverend Flagstaff?
You definitely got the wrong number.
No, I don't think so. Who is this?
This is the Golden Banana. This is a strip club, not a church.
Well, that's where Reverend said he'd be.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Rev? He's Reverend Hogtree. Shoot, he's...
Yeah, no idea, man.
Well, this is the right part of town. You down outside of Boston, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and we got Banana. So... How are you doing tonight?
I'm good, man.
A busy night, or
it's not too bad, but I got people coming in now, so I gotta hop off here.
Is it tonight amateur night?
What?
Reverend comes down for amateur night. Is that tonight?
No, it's not.
When is that?
They do it on the first Wednesday of the month. That already happened.
So it's gonna happen again, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to bring my snake down there.
Okay, great.
All right.
You want to do one?
I'll do one.
What's your name?
A dollar store?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on down there?
What do you mean?
You got any chew?
What was that?
You got any chew down there? You got any skull? Dip. I'm trying to pack a lip.
Yeah, we do.
All right. How much?
What brand are you
looking for? Any of them. Your most expensive one.
We got one for $518. We got one for $498. Pretty much all in the $5 range.
All right. Okay. I'm between Stony Lonesome and Gnaw Bone. How long is that going to take me if I Uber?
I'm not for sure.
Oh, my goodness. Which one's the thickest pouch?
Not really for sure. Probably the Grizzlies.
You got Hamburg down there too?
I don't think so. No.
No, like they like hamburger, like burger.
I'm pretty sure we did.
Hamburg meat. All right, I got the grill running tonight, boy. I'm down Stony Lonesome here.
All right, is there anything else I can do for you?
I got a fire cooking. You got marshmallows down there, or?
Yeah, we do. We've got ones with chocolate.
You got spark plugs? I got some bumpy woodwork now on account of my cane, so I'm going to smooth that out, and I'll be down there.
All right.
Keep that skull, keep that hamburg hot for me. God bless you. Okay. I'll see you soon, okay?
All right.
Okay, I got one.
Thank you for calling Foot Locker Value Fair. How can I help you?
Hey. You got any size 12 in Reebok?
No, unfortunately we don't.
You do not have Reebok?
No, we don't carry Reeboks right now.
Do you have pumps?
What's up?
Do you have pumps?
No, unfortunately, we don't.
Okay, which mall are you located in?
Valley Fair Mall.
Okay, do you have a video DVD store in the mall?
No, we don't have a video DVD store in the mall.
Oh my goodness, I need to buy a copy of Full Experiment Crown Hallucination Nunbreaker Phoenix. On DVD, I cannot find it anywhere. And then I need to get a ladies' Foot Locker and get myself a new sock. Okay.
Okay.
Do you have sock?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have socks.
How big? How big you go? What's your biggest sock?
Men's 11 or 12.
Men's 12? I have his foot the size of his Shaquille O'Neal. I have a foot.
Oh.
So, what's your favorite hobbies?
Give me 1 second.
Okay. I will stay on the phone as long as I need to stay on the phone to get what I need.
Hello?
Hey.
So, unfortunately, if you're not going to ask us any Foot Locker related questions, I'm going to have to hang up.
I need to know what is inside of the Foot Locker.
We carry shoes, clothing, and socks.
No. You know, misunderstand. The locker itself, the mystery locker.
Sir, so if you're not going to ask us any like proper questions, I'm going to have to hang up.
I'll ask a real question now. You have a Nike shoe?
A Nike shoe?
Yeah.
Yes, we do have Nike shoes.
Oh, okay. I do not want it. I want a Reebok.
We don't carry Reeboks. I already let you know about that.
Let me speak somebody else, please.
Okay.
Oh, he ended up.
Four, seven, eight, two, five is not available.
Hi, Colby. It's me. And it's me again. I was just calling. I was wondering. I was at a convention. I went to a convention. Okay. And I was looking at DVDs. Look, it's me, Rosengin. That's me currently. That's who you're speaking to, is Rosengin. I saw a movie. I was wondering if you could tell me about, because you're very knowledgeable when it comes to movie. So, yes, the movie, one of them is called Mobile Hurricane Revelation, Full Experiment Siren, Hallucination Cutie. And I was wondering what you could tell me about that movie. So, I also have another question. If you do not mind, two questions. I also need to know what you know about Blade Mask, Nunbreaker, Automated Ambassador, Shadow, Hurricane. So please, Colby, you will call me. You will give me the information that I seek and the information that I need. So, God bless. God bless you. You know, hey, it's me. It's Rosengin again.
Okay.
He'll know. He'll know what I'm talking about.
Okay. That's what matters.
I'm on a website of fake anime titles, so I was just mixing all of the words up on here.
Okay. That's good.
Age of Sakura.
Oh. Yeah. Shit.
Hurricane Man.
Age of Sakura, Hurricane Man?
Sakura. Hurricane Man.
I love that. But anyway, thanks for listening. I know this one was wet and wacky and wild. And that's how we like it sometimes. So
yeah.
If you could leave a rating and review wherever you're listening, that's a huge help.
Yeah.
And
helps me a lot.
If you go to patreon.com/coolparents, you can
help me.
You can help us by way of $3 or $5 a month, and you get bonus content, including the full length motion picture Abraxas with our commentary over it.
Look, I want to raise 5% and a paragraph. I'm not gonna write any poems. I'm done.
You hear that? You need to get on Patreon, everybody.
Yeah. Or I'm going to hold the poems hostage.
Or no more poem.
Poem.
Also, thanks to our existing patrons.
Yeah.
Major appreciation. And if you want to get a hold of us, you can find us on Instagram.
Yep.
What is it?
Cool Parents Worldwide.
You can send us messages there, suggestions, tweets. Whatever.
Tweet.
You should also follow our TikTok.
Yeah. What's cool that? _ parents.
Indeed. Get on that, and then you can get to all those places from our website URL.
Coolparents.co.
Hot link. So hot link that to your friends, please. And I think that's it, right?
Yeah.
So we'll see you next time.
Download our album on the Mediafire app.
Yeah.
Download it.
That's right. Download the album.
Steal it.
So thanks for listening to the Cool Parents Podcast.
Check us out on Spotify. Listen to our songs.
Yeah.
Why not? Why not plug it?
Plug it.
You know?
Sure. Thanks for listening to the Cool Parents Podcast. We'll see you next week. I'm Curtis Charles.
And I am Tom Foolery. This is Justy Boy. This is Justy Boy.
I know. So.
Yeah.
Fuck the world.
Busta Colby.